This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters rejected all three statewide measures on yesterday's ballot, including a conservative-backed effort to lower the property tax rate. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The proposal to reduce the statewide property tax assessment rate had a $1.5 million campaign in support of it and no organized opposition. But it was rejected soundly by voters on Tuesday night. Proposition 120 was designed to reduce property tax collections by about $1 billion. However, state lawmakers tried to neutralize the proposal before it could be voted on, with a law that would have blocked the tax cut for single-family homes. The measure's supporters blamed the defeat on that intervention. Here's organizer Michael Fields.
I think this set a bad precedent that if they don't like something, they'll just either change it or create confusion in order to have it lose at the ballot box.
Advocates on the other side said that voters recognized the dangers posed by a tax cut, especially for the budgets of rural local governments. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver's police watchdog will be appointed by a citizen oversight board instead of the mayor. The city's voters approved that change at the polls. Denverite's Kyle Harris says some critics felt it's a conflict of interest for the mayor to select the independent monitor.
He's also the guy who picks the police chief, picks the sheriff. There's a sense that if the position is not picked by the mayor, there's a good possibility that the independent monitor won't feel like they have to tiptoe around the very person who appointed them.
Whoever Denver Citizen Oversight Board picks for the watchdog will still need approval from the city council. This is CPR News.